And joining us right now, he is Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler, if you are a Twitterite. CoachBeckler.com if you want to get free ebooks and get tuned in to a guy who knows how to get you from where you are to where you want to go. And Coach, not only are we glad to have you back today, but you know, as we take a look at all of the shredded material called brackets, sometimes even the best laid plans, what was it Steinbeck said of mice and men?
Yep.
They come to nothing. And what I want to talk to you about this morning is regrouping. You know, we talked last week and you had some great comments in light of the horrific shooting incident last week. We laid several of the people to rest this week. But it's where you go from there. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that, because sometimes when things happen that you do not expect, even if you've done good contingency planning, you know Murphy's Law, right, Coach?
Right.
If anything can go wrong, it will. Do you know what Finagle's corollary is?
No, I do not.
Murphy was an optimist.
Okay.
I bring that up because of the fact that I've got a whole book that one of my administrative assistants gave me, and I think I'll come in and I could probably have 365 corollaries or whatever were Murphy Law, sort of like when the bread falls, it will always fall butter side down. Things like
yep.
that, some of which we laugh about, but sometimes we've got to regroup when something happens. You know, for the Badgers last week, they're 4 seconds away from moving to the Elite Eight, and suddenly they're going home. And you could see it in their faces. But the same thing happens in the business world. And what do you do at that point to regroup, to pick yourself up off the floor, you know, like Rocky? You know, Matt Garza from the Brewers is comparing himself to Rocky now as he goes on the DL. But he got so emotional. The interview session ended yesterday. I mean, he's in the last year of a huge contract, so it's not as though there's the financial issue. Sometimes it isn't the financial issues that get us, is it, Coach?
No, and you're right. And, you know, whether you've had a setback or whether things are going well, you know, momentum's a great thing, certainly. And when things are going well, it's a whole lot easier to get up in the morning, you know, and go to work. When you know, you're enjoying work, it's a whole lot easier to go there. You know, you seem to have that momentum. But, you know, really, honestly, Ollie, it's the same thing day in and day out, is your discipline to keep doing the little things, your discipline to keep taking those steps forward. You know, I go around the country speaking to all kinds of audiences. And, you know, I'm classified as a motivational speaker, but a motivational speaker only does so much. The motivation really only just kind of gets you going, but it's your drive, your willingness, your discipline, what are your goals that kind of keeps you going, and that allows you then to grow. And so each day we have to, you know, take a step forward, whether things are going well or not. And have good habits, daily habits. There's a saying that says we are repeatedly what we do. And our daily habits, you know, a lot of times dictate our success or failures. And so even if we've had setbacks, if we have that discipline, and if we're taking the same approach each day that, you know, today I'm going to win today. I'm going to do today what I need to do, the best that I can do it. You know, then whether you're having setbacks, whether there's challenges in your life or whether things are going well, then you're going to have that discipline and that consistency that will lead to success, because we're not always going to have good days. We're going to have some tough days. You know, Wisconsin, they're not going to, you know, Koenig is not going to hit a shot every time he shoots. They're going to have some turnovers once in a while. You know, even though they're a good defensive team, they're going to give up a basket here and there. And so even the best teams, even the best workers are going to have some setbacks. And so if you have a daily routine, if you have some consistency in your life, then you're going to be able to weather those storms, weather those setbacks a little bit more.
Talk about developing the discipline. You know, in the athletic world, you've got a coach there. But that coach is only with you for several hours of practice. Some things have to be done outside of practice. Some things have to be done when nobody's watching. The successful people are the ones who are able to do what needs to get done when nobody's watching. What happens for those? You know, we talked last week a little bit, or in the week before, about accountability and having accountability people in our lives, people we check in with. For those battling issues like substance-related abuse, they need accountability, whether it's through a program, a 12-step program, or some other relationship or relationships. But there's a time there when it's just, if you will, you, me, and Bobby McGee, and you ain't there. So what do you do? What do you tell people and try to help them instill in themselves to keep going when there's nobody else there watching over them, holding them accountable, or maybe even holding their hand, so to speak?
Well, that's the $64,000 question sometimes. You know, that gets to the crux of motivation. And, you know, what is it that we want most in life? What is it that's most important to us? And that's what we got to keep our eye on. That's what we got to keep striving for. And I know sometimes it's cliche, but, you know, what is it that's most important to us? And I think about like a mother, especially a single mother. You know, they don't get to call in sick to raising their kid. When things aren't going well, or when they're struggling, or they just don't feel like getting out of bed in the morning, you know, the kid doesn't care. You know, and it's the same way with farmers. You know, they every morning they're going to have to get up and do the same thing whether they want to or not. And that comes with just they see a bigger picture, and they see what's most important. Not what they want right now, not what's convenient right now for them. And so that's just that daily discipline. And it starts, a lot of that stuff starts when things are going well. I know you're a big sports fan. I know a lot of your listeners are sports fans. And there's a common phrase that says sports builds character, something like that. Something builds character. A lot of times sports builds character. And oftentimes as a coach, I thought that actually that was a little not fully correct. I thought sports revealed character. I thought that what we do in the practices, the day-to-day practices, builds the character, and then those games, what we see, actually reveals that character. And so it's the same with us. A lot of times when things are going well, that's when we have an opportunity to build ourselves up and make ourselves better and develop the habits that we're going to need for when the storms do come. And those setbacks, the doldrums, they're going to come eventually for us. And if we haven't built up real positive daily habits when things are going well, then there's no way we're going to withstand stuff when it goes bad. You know, if I'm a driver of a car and I'm not a very good driver when it's 85 degrees sunny and no traffic out there, well, then when it starts to rain or snow and there's a lot of traffic, I'm going to be even a really bad driver. So when things are going well, that's our opportunity to build up for those rainy days.
I don't want to follow you on the expressway, obviously. But that point notwithstanding, you were supposed to laugh, Coach. You did not see the cue card. You missed the cue card,
hey,
Coach. You missed the cue.
Did you see our expressway down here in Georgia?
No.
I don't know if you saw that. Last night there was a major fire with some with some materials underneath an overpass, and a section of I-85 collapsed.
Oh my goodness!
So Atlanta traffic is bad enough, you know, but now we have a big section of I-85 coming into Atlanta that is no longer there.
So
you want to get on CNN or something and check that out a little bit later. It was a pretty interesting fire on an interstate.
Well, I was teasing, and you missed the cue, but you know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Coach. Here's the thing. You don't want to follow me, by the way, when I drive. You've heard that song, Dion, I'm the Wanderer? Well, that's how I drive. My wife says, pick a lane. And I say that because what you're really saying is, in the decisions that we're making when regrouping, we have to pick a lane. If we become that wandering generality, as the late Zig Ziglar put it, rather than the meaningful specific, that when the times come that we get blindsided, the equivalent of the chop block in football, or the what am I doing here type of situation, we have to have something stored up within us. So it's kind of like when things are going well, we have to store up and be prepared to expend extra when it's not so good, right?
Yeah, if you're at a job and things are going okay at your job, but you're still complaining and being negative, then it's not going to be a good situation when your boss hands you a project or does something that you don't like. If you're already negative when things aren't going well. So, we need to take our opportunity when we have some smooth sailing, when we have a chance to breathe. We need to be using that opportunity to get ready and to build ourselves up and to be the person that we want to be. And we've got to keep reevaluating our goals. What is it that we want out of our work, our family, our friendships, our lives? And we need to seek those out. We can always, the great thing about life is that even though it's rough sometimes, the great thing is that we always have an opportunity to start now. As long as we're breathing, we can start now. It doesn't, our diet doesn't have to wait till Monday. I don't have to wait till tomorrow. I can start right now. So if I just screwed up, I can start to be the best version of me right now. A basketball player, they might have just made a turnover. They don't have to wait till the next day of practice to be a better player. They can get refocused and let's move forward from this point on, because we can dwell on the past, and I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. You can dwell on the past, but that doesn't help you get to the future if you're just constantly dwelling on it. Learn from the past, move forward, and be the best version of you. And win the day, win that moment. Do the best that you can do from then on out.
Well, as always, Coach Jamie Beckler at CoachBeckler.com. Or at Coach Beckler on Twitter, CoachBeckler.com. Download those three free ebooks. And until next Friday, Coach, have a great week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ollie.
Bye-bye now.